Then I'd like to introduce Jim. And Jim, please come on. Please, Jim works as an accountant's firm and does amazing thing in there. And he will tell you all about it himself.
I'm Jim Lim. I came here close to 43 years ago. 42, going to be 43. I was just talking to Richard Foster just now. It's a long time. But I actually spent a lot of time here in my youth, and all my married life and my children is in here. But I'm standing here today, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, that I'm a sinner saved by grace in August 31st, 1996. But those who came from Malaysia will know August 31st is our Merdeka Day in Malaysia. But I don't consider myself anymore a citizen there, but I'm a citizen of Australia. You ask me more of Australia, I know more of Australia than of Malaysia. But about since I became a believer about 13 years ago, I just have this burning desire to share the gospel in my office. I got a good coach, and he drummed in me all the teaching. So I'm a very simple believer. What I learned in the church, I bring it to my office to actually make sure it works. So our vision for our church is to bring Jesus Christ into the marketplace where we work and live. Therefore, we equip and release members to venture out of the four walls of the church to live out the Christian principles and demonstrate the Christian values in the world they live from Monday to Sunday. When I have this, when we have this vision, I say, okay, what does Jesus do? Right? He doesn't have any boundaries. He walks around, he goes there, and he do all his healing, he do all his preaching. So what do I do in my office? I'm a boss of the office, I got nine staff, but then I consider all the staff and all my customers as my parish. So when they come in, I actually pray every morning when I go to the office for the staff and for my customers. I know some are in trouble, I pray for them. And throughout the years, many have come to know Christ. But during this short period of time, I would like to highlight a few instances to share with you how effective you will be if you just believe, a simple believer, believing the power of God. I remember the first case about 10 years ago. I just got a call. He said, I want to see you. I do not know who this person is. He said, somebody introduced you to me. She's an Aboriginal lady. She came in. And when I look at her, the Holy Spirit said, look at her. When I look at her, her face, half of her face is full of soul. I just look at her. And I say, what's wrong? He said, for the last 14 days, I have not eaten any solid food, but just water. And just have this compassion. And suddenly out of my mouth, without realizing, I just blurted out, you just stop taking any medication, lady. Just wash it with warm water and sodium bicarbonate. I was shocked. Why did I say such a thing? I'm not a doctor. I was a little panicky inside. But after a few pleasantries, I took some of her personal data and let her go. But I was so frightened that I rang out one of my friends who is a doctor. I said, what were the chemical qualities and the chemical qualities of this sodium bicarbonate? All I remember was, when I was a student, as I was doing a bit of science, it's baking powder. And this doctor told me, this friend of mine said, hey, don't worry, Jim, it's also a cleansing agent. So I was a bit, you know, calmer. 3 days later, this lady rang me up. I want to see you. So I thought to myself, I said, okay, how are you? I said, oh, nothing. I'm still, it's nothing. No, she just told me on the phone. But when she came into my office, everything is gone, smiling. She just came to show me that she's healed completely. But up to today, I haven't seen this lady again. I tried to contact her. There's nothing of this sort of lady around. So in my own personal journey with the Lord, I feel that God must have sent this to me as a testing my faith and to show that you can do this. So from that time onwards, a lot of people have come to my offices with sickness or sometimes with pain. And in one instance, there's a pastor from Singapore. He happens to be a client of mine. He came in and said, I want to see you this morning. I said, what for? I just want you to pray for me. I said, why are you a pastor? I said, God told me to come and see you. So he was having a tennis elbow. And I pray, and he got instant healing. That sort of gave me, I said, wow, this is life. So I was very encouraged, right? Very encouraged. Then many cases of evangelism happened too. And two Christmas ago, Boxing Day to be exact, hot, 30 over degrees, and he said, you must come to the office to meet one of my friends. I miss this couple who are in dire straits. I said, what? This is Boxing Day, 12 o'clock, hot. They said, no, you must come. So I went, met them in my office, sat them in, and this couple is a Belgian and a Chinese lady. Good combination. A Singaporean Chinese and a Belgian man. So they came here, they were so frustrated. They told me that they have lost everything. They came here as a migrant, but they got cheated. They couldn't get their permanent resident. They have to go back. They have no money. So I just look at them. So I pray with them. And I share the gospel with them. And they got saved. So I helped them. Got their new business. And today is just about, they are just about getting their permanent residency here. So I can see God works. And they became a good believer and they attend churches. You know. So this evangelism happened, you know. And all these I learned from my church using the Luke 10 principle. The Luke 10 principle is to seek a man of peace. You pray for the peace of the area. You meet their fellow needs. You fellowship with them. And then you earn the right to share the gospel. All this I learned, especially when Ed Savoso came down here about 3.5 years ago. All this, I use it to practice. I don't worry about what theology, you know, as long as you believe in the word of God, I don't have any boundary. All I'm saying is, hey, I have got practice with about 600 clients. All of them are my parish. All of them, they come in, they have the needs. I just exercise them by faith. And I give you two classic more examples before I finish. There is a coffee shop owner across the road from me. He's an Italian. And he took it over 2.5 years ago. And he was very bubbly, you know. And I go there and buy coffee and have lunches sometimes with the clients. And I just happen to know he's friendly, so I come to know him just as a friend. Not as a friend, just as a casual person. One day, I saw him sitting on the table outside, very sad. So I just look at him, I say, hey, what's wrong with you? So he sat me down, ordered coffee for me. He poured out his story to me. He said his wife had left him, and he is going to be taken for the cleaners, he told me. It was so sad. So I sat down with him. I prayed for him. I shared the gospel with him. And he got saved. Today, nearly 2 years now, his business has picked up. He's going to get married soon again. He's happy. And whenever he sees me, he will tell people that I'm his pastor. So I took his idea and he got a big restaurant at the back. And I use it sometimes to have my meetings there, you know. Last month or so, we have 4 meetings in the morning at 7 o'clock and have breakfast there to support him. But it's a huge place. And then another person in my building, because I have a building, there are about 70 people in that building, 90% of them are ladies. So 3 years ago, prophetically, I told the Lord, I'm the pastor of this building. And I do not know any one of them by name at that time. But now everybody knows who I am. And they stop me and they talk to me, including the new owner of Snap Printing, who just bought the business a year ago. And whenever I go outside to the front door, he was there smoking. And I just look at him and talk to him. And one day he told me about 2 weeks ago, I really need to quit this smoking. I even went to the doctor 2 weeks, but I can't stop. I said, you really want to stop smoking? I said, yes. So you believe you believe God? He said, I think I do. I said, okay, if you believe Jesus, I pray for you right now that you want to stop smoking. I pray for him. Praise God. He has quit smoking completely. Even with medication, he couldn't control it. But with the Lord Jesus, he has quit smoking. So in my office, every Friday, I'm like, Jerome, I have an office cell. Minimum 2-3 people come up, maybe 30 people. Now, I come to a point, sometimes I can't even cope. I got 30 of them the other day. So I'm thinking of asking my neighbor who have a big room whether he could listen to me or not. So people just come. They come during the lunchtime. As Jerome, my brother, said, must be on time. They are very busy people. So we come here at 12 o'clock. We will probably have two songs, have a sharing of word, minister to them, let them go. But those who want to stay back for a little bit longer for other ministry, I do that. But I can encourage all of you here, you can start this. I started with 2 or 3 people. And by somehow you can go up to 30 people. They just come. Right? They know the time. I don't need to advertise. They will come. So I'm there all the time every Friday from 12 to 1. I make it very sharp because of the busyness of the people. Right? So this is where our ministry is, and I encourage all of you who can do that too. And I'm sure, right, many who knows me are doing the same thing too. But being in the marketplace, you're a bit afraid of doing what will your people think. No, God is with you. You just have to be upfront and be bold. Like Jesus, I'm sure you'll see your ministry going. Thank you.
Thank you.